Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Without a shadow of doubt, we'll be there with him. And I like what he said. And like he says, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. What an order. God is a God of order. We see that all those that went before us that already died, that they're going to raise first. You know, Paul was dealing with certain believers that was having trouble, that saying, hey, he thought that we were going to prevent those that were dead from coming back to resurrection. Yeah. But Paul will say, hey, those that are dead will rise first. And then I like what Paul was saying. He says, hey, look at the example of Jesus Christ. You know, a lot of times we don't just want to believe something that's not real. Look at the example of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was dead. He was buried. And in 3 days he rose from the grave. And there was over tons of witnesses that seen him.
Yes.
Tons of it. So it's not just something that's made up. So we have proof that what he said is real. So we have proof. So Paul was pointing them back to Jesus. He is the first fruits of that resurrection. And he received that body that transcends time, gravity, and all sorts of things. This is a glorified body. And God promises us that one day we will get that glorified body. Isn't that good? And then our loved ones that went on before us, we'll someday see them again. You know, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 talks about that. Let me see if I can hit that real quick. But it talks about that Jesus Christ returning. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, here's what it says. Chapter 4, verse 13, it says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. I'm telling you, even though we're Christian, I've been a Christian for a long time. When I got the news that my brother passed, I tell you, I took it hard. It was tough because I seen him. You know, the doctor say, hey, well, you know, this is eventually going to kill him. His wife called and say that he only has a month left. Then the next day she calls us, he's dead.
Yes.
I took it hard. And I had so much other stuff going on. And then I called my mom. Goodness gracious, this woman is so strong. But she told me he was in so much pain.
Yeah.
And he's in a better place.
Amen.
She said, we believe in God. One day we'll see him again.
Yes.
She comforted me and strengthened me at a time that I really needed.
Yes.
I thank God for putting the Holy Spirit in her and giving her the words to just give out to others. My mom got up and talked during my dad's funeral 20 years ago. And she even got up when her first child died and speaked again and gave an encouraging message to the people. She said, we can't do anything for Keith. He was secure. He believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and received, but have you received him? That's the question. If you want to see him again, you have to make sure you receive Jesus Christ. So, and I like what it says here in this scripture. It says, we sorrow not as those that have no hope. Why are we going to go around weeping and sorrowing all the time? If we understand, we say we believe in God, now it's time to exercise it, to walk in it. We know we're going to grieve. That's a process. We're going to miss that fellowship with the person, but we have that hope that we will see them once again. And we also have the confidence in the word that God already said that he's going to raise us up. And Jesus Christ was that example that he raised up. So we're not going to go around in sorrow like those that have no hope. We have hope. We know we're going to see them again.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a culture in the world that when a child is born, they mourn. Now, if you think about when that baby is coming into the world, we already been through so much hurt, sorrow, loss, and death. We know what that baby is going to face ahead. That's sorrowful. So when we think about that, so they actually mourn. But when someone dies, they celebrate. And that's exactly what my mom said. She said, we're not going to be crying at this funeral. We're coming here to celebrate.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.